I don't want to sit and do consulting my whole life. So we're like, let's go chase something we're passionate about and like make it happen. So we go that week, we do like 4 other restaurants. Literally, like we work till 7 p.m. We go out to dinner after. We wait, stay up till 3 a.m. We make the video. We go back to work. We post it the next day, and it, that cycle. So for the week, we posted like a bunch of videos. And I think 4 days in, we went to this place, Crispy Pizza. And that was our first ever million viewed video. So that popped off and hit 1 million views. We're like, oh my God, we gained like 15,000 followers in 2 weeks. And Liam was then going to go back to San Francisco. And I was like, dude, you can't leave. Like, we have something. Like, clearly, we've been doing this for 2 weeks. Yeah. We gained 15,000 followers. Like, you can't go back to San Francisco. So he literally sleeps on my couch for like a month. And we just do the same thing on repeat. We work during the day. We find excuses when we can. We go out to dinner at night. We stay up till 4 a.m. We make videos. We're just like, we're hustling as much as we can to just follow this passion. And we know, we're like, okay, we're on to something because it's working. We started recently. Our followers are growing. And we're just continuing that hustle. I would say the moment where we kind of knew, we're like, okay, something is real. We were at dinner one night at Lobster Club, probably Upper East Side, and we're getting a bunch of food. This was like, as we started to gain some followers, it was the first time a group of moms like came up to me at the table and were like, oh my God, I think my daughters know you, like, can I have a picture? And we're like, okay, like, damn.
Yeah.
People, I know what this is now, they've seen it. And this guy sitting to the table next to us is like dressed really nice and kind of looking over like, what the fuck's going on? Like, infatuated, like, whoa. And we go and start talking to him and he's like, who are you? Like, what are you guys doing? And he ended up being the CEO, or now ex-CEO, of Sports Illustrated. He was like, would you guys come do some content with us?